check we my
should,
quantity.
We should say on this. Let's start a low-key beef.
You know what? Women and Kenyan women. East African women prove to be superior.
Listen, as long as you're not from Sierra Leone, I'm good.
Really? So yeah. You date your own people.
I'm good. Nah.
Even me, Sierra Leoneans, unfortunately, never again in my life.
Sierra Leoneans, the men, we all right. We do dumb shit all the time, but we're good people. The men are good people. The women... Nah. I'm okay.
I feel like West Africans. I wouldn't say West Africans in general, but I'll put it down to Sierra Leoneans.
Yeah, we are. Are bad. But this is the thing. Yeah, there's good about like me sitting here. Me, I'm not perfect. I know I do a whole lot of damn shit. Mm. But when you're with me, you're with me. Like I'll look after you. You know what I'm saying?
My mom is calling me. I'm gonna tell her.
Hey, mama. How do you say? Oh, Kwaheri.
Yeah, Kwaheri is bye.
Yeah, I'm learning at my uncle's, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
She's from Kenya. I can't really say girlfriend because I don't want to lie on his name, but there's...
I keep on learning new things every day. Yeah. So you're with an East African babe?
Yeah. No, really? Not East. I said my uncle. Oh. I'm with the...
I thought your girlfriend is East African.
No, Southern.
Southern. Zimbabwean. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Kenyan women, East African superior.
We're starting a low-key beef.
I'm sorry to all my South African babes. I'm so sorry, but East Africans are more superior.
We didn't even do our intro.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay.
We jumped into a low-key beef without even intro.
I hope the camera is like okay, because I'm feeling like...
We didn't even do an intro, people. This is how you know it's gonna be a tasty one. We're all low key beefing each other.
We are gonna start with a chill one.
Low key beefing east, west, north, south.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna introduce. Hey guys, welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. I am your host, Maggie, and I'm back with
your boy Dio. Dopey dope, man.
I think you're gonna be seeing him. Maybe you should just be my permanent.
Maggie, purpose. Tell these people that. How many times now?
It's the third time. And the other episode that we did, I want to post it this week.
Yeah, but
it won't have visuals.
A visual, yeah.
So this one will go up next week. Yeah, so it won't have visuals. But it's okay anyway. But maybe you should be my permanent
co-host. I don't mind being your co-host.
But the thing is, you're not available.
No.
So every week.
We do.
To record with me. I have to hustle for you.
I can jump in and jump out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say like we'll do like fortnightly co-host. I don't mind. I can just sit there and just throw a little, you know, something.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. But happy new year first of all.
Yeah, you too. Happy new year.
How are you feeling?
This is good. This is not bad.
Ready to conquer 2023?
The question is 2023 ready for me?
Because
I got plans.
There's having plans and then there's executing them.
You already know.
So these
ones need to be executed. They have to.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Go for it.
I wanted to start with some quick fire questions that
I
had.
Here you go again. That's how you started last time.
But I'm
they're asking me
like,
this and this. This is how you get man in trouble. The man goes home, phone call. Why you ahead, Maggie? When this podcast comes out, Maggie, you know how many phone calls I have?
No, but this one was a question that I saw on, I think, Twitter or something. But I just wanted to ask you. It was like three questions.
Go for it.
But I'm going to maybe do two of them.
Do three. Hit me.
Okay, number one was you and your partner haven't really been having much sex recently. When you sit down to talk about it, they say that they want to experiment and ask if you're happy to open up the relationship.
You see what I mean?
For a trial period. what would you do?
Hell no.
I feel like you're being closed-minded.
What do you mean closed-minded? I don't share.
How
many times have we been through this?
No, listen, but your situation with your partner is being very boring.
Yeah.
Most of the people on that tweet were like, okay, maybe they might be willing to experiment even just one with their partner to see how it is, and then if they're not
it's okay. Listen, see me, I don't like sharing. I'm a very stingy man. What is mine is mine. I don't want any other man touching, even looking at it is a problem. Don't even look.
I feel like for me at this particular moment
we'll
in
go
my
to
life,
therapy.
I wouldn't. Yeah, even
that's the easiest way. We'll go to I'll pay money. We'll sit down
and talk about it.
And talk about it.
That's actually
I need somebody else to be entering and just saying, this is how you do it? What do you mean? It's the same thing I've been doing.
It's called spicing things up.
Yeah, well, there's therapy, there's books, there's movies, there's date nights. There's you can create stuff.
Website called Beducation, actually.
What's it called? Beducation.
Beducation. So
we'll talk about it off topic.
Yeah, Beducation is one that it helps you, like, if you want your kinks, to explore your kinks, if you want to explore other things as well.
There you go.
They have videos and stuff.
There you go. Tutorials so
you
in
can,
there.
Yeah,
see?
You can actually
why do I need another wallet to come here and be telling me nonsense? Are you dumb? No. We're not doing that. We're going therapy. Therapy is...
And
you get free therapy.
I feel like for me, at this particular point, I'd be so jealous.
Yeah. Look, I'm not jealous, but I just don't like sharing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just that type of guy.
If it's somebody I don't care about, probably.
Exactly. Now, if I don't care about you, go do your thing. I don't care.
Probably.
Like,
but for now...
Call me when it's my turn. I'll come and do my thing. But if it's my girl...
You're so disgusting. Man, ew. You said call me when it's
my
turn.
Yeah, because somebody... Bro, are you telling me when a woman is single, you think you're the only one she's touching?
No.
It's a lie.
Like, but would you, if you're opening up a relationship, would you be down to do a threesome?
If
let's say it's somebody that you're not...
If I'm not in a relationship, I would do a threesome. If I'm in a relationship, no.
Mm.
If I'm not in a relationship, I don't care. I'll never see those
I'm not against threesomes and everything.
But,
like, right now, the concept of it, I'm just like, men are disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? But my threesome has to be two women, one guy.
Nah, shut up. Shut up. Because that is where you go wrong. What if the woman doesn't want another woman?
I don't want to see someone that done it. Someone that done it really when I'm trying to do my thing. He's waiting in the corner waiting to...
No. Like, the thing
is... No. We're not doing that, mate.
The concept of double dipping and the way people these days are dirty.
Everyone's doing LeBron James out here. Free throw.
No. But right now, for me, open up the relationship. I think as soon as your partner, at the moment, I don't know.
Yeah.
Please don't quote me on this. But
you
I feel
said
like
it, not me,
at when your partner starts thinking about opening up the relationship,
yeah.
I think you should start gathering your things to get the fuck out.
Probably. Look, at the end of the day, as a man,
there's
not much thing in life you need to do.
Yeah.
All you need to do, one, let's say if you're a guy, and you're in a relationship, I'm not giving relationship advice because I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me. But one thing, make your girl happy. It's simple things. For me, what I've noticed, the simple things make women happy. That's one thing I've noticed.
Like the simple, the small things.
You know what I mean? Like before, obviously when I wasn't thinking about it, I didn't care. Like obviously my brain wasn't functioning like that.
Yeah.
My brain was functioning differently. I didn't care.
Yeah.
But now when you care and you sit down, you deep, the simple things make women happy.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Yeah.
Two, just do your job, bruv.
Yeah.
When it comes to that part, do your job.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
No, today I actually learned something on TikTok. It was a guy. He was explaining how to make your woman happy in the bedroom.
Gee.
So he said, first of all, you start with a lot of foreplay.
You see?
And then after that, you make sure you communicate.
This is about what West Africans. If you're West Africa, you know you go straight to the point.
It's not about
you know
what
it is.
Quit.
It's in our DNA, cousin.
No. Every day, it's just 5 minutes. Just hit and quit. You don't even know if your woman
hey,
is white.
Yo, if you're West African, put your comment down below. You already know. Most of the guys, no, but now we're learning. Like, we're learning. You know what I mean?
Foreplay, a little bit of foreplay.
But, you know, we're
you need to know how to touch.
Straight to the point.
Yeah.
But now we're learning.
You need to know how to touch. You know what she likes. And then this guy said an important point. He said, you know where to put the clit. You know where to touch the clit as you continue with the strokes.
Because, you know, women are all encyclopedia about that.
Yeah.
You know, are all encyclopedia.
It's not about going and doing acrobatics and you don't
know. One can do a backflip. Boom.
Yeah, and you don't know what to do.
So, boys, you better start reading.
Yeah.
And start watching.
Read on it.
And
do
learn.
Some research. Every woman is not the same. The things that you do to one woman,
we
go and do to another woman.
We know.
All right. The second question.
Before we get in trouble, we know.
You don't know.
We know. Of course, every woman is not the same.
If we go and look at your track record with all the women say that you...
Let's not pull it up. Let's not pull up my record. No, I've had bad days. I've had bad days.
Yeah.
I will say it myself. Look, being an athlete is not easy, because I'm fatigued 24/7.
I hate
I'm always
that, but
tired.
Isn't your testosterone level supposed to be higher?
It is, but your energy level, true. Like your testosterone is high,
yeah.
But your energy level is not, so it doesn't match.
Yeah.
So some days I've had bad days, and yeah. I'm like, I'm fatigued. I'm not gonna lie.
You count in your head 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm like, it comes quick. But if I'm ready and I'm on my job, Lord have mercy on your soul.
All right, question 2. You've been with your partner for a little while and you find out that they cheated in their last relationship. It wasn't that they were unhappy or that they were problems in that relationship. They just slipped up. Would you become wary of your relationship?
Oh, that's a good one still.
I need you to answer ooh, that because you're a man.
This is a command.
Yeah, because you know what? Because I know right now.
Mike said, I need to answer because
yeah,
you're a man.
Because you can proudly say, have nah, you, nah, okay, nah. Let's start. No,
I'm going to yeah. I think we've already had this conversation.
In a relationship? Say the truth, shame the devil. Say the truth, shame the devil.
Hey, this is the first time I've been on camera. You can't put me on blast.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, it's so weird being on camera. Can they even see?
Yeah, you can't just put me on blast. No comment.
No comment.
I so don't comment.
It is it's either you cannot confirm or deny.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but let's say as a man, because we both know this, maybe men, you have messed up once in a while. As a woman, like as either a partner that you are with,
mm-hmm.
should they be scared when getting into a relationship with you?
No.
Why?
Just because I messed up once in a while, quotation mark,
yeah.
does not mean that I'm going to keep messing up every once in a while. I can, because you know what it is here? Like, I can't speak for everyone, but for me, sometimes when you go into a relationship, you're a bit scared in a way. Yeah.
So, like,
you're happy.
So being scared makes
No, it's not that. It's because, like, freedom. You that freedom's not there anymore.
Yeah, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that freedom of, like, having
your own. Yeah, I feel like it's even easier, like, in the dating stages where you haven't defined.
Exactly, because then you have one or like, two on the side yeah. doing your thing.
Not even that. You're just thinking about one or two on the side. What I was meaning.
Like, you don't like.
I was saying. You know when you're in the dating stages, let's say, for example, you are exclusive,
I don't do exclusive.
You haven't said we are dating, but yeah. you know that if you do anything, they can't say that you are in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's the problem, because blurry, when you say exclusive, that's supposed to define something. What's that going to define? Like,
you know, I'm not your girlfriend.
You can't tell Adonis being exclusive. No, that doesn't mean anything.
Let's remove exclusive. Actually, you're right.
Tell me exclusive. I said,
You're seeing someone, but they can't say, oh, you're my boyfriend or I'm your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that's even easier because, like, as soon as
there's no label.
Commitment,
you're scared. That's what I mean. Like, it's not like you're full on, like, oh, no. It's like, because you got to think, like, obviously, when you get with someone.
That's okay. At least we have a table to put the glasses.
When you get with someone, you're not going to get with them and have a time period. Okay, I'm going to be with this person for 6 months.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to break up with them. Then I'm going to have a break.
You maybe you're just having your host stages.
Why are you going to date? Why are you going to be in a relationship then? Don't.
Yeah, but.
Because if I want to be in a relationship, if I get in a relationship, yeah, like, I don't hold a barrier. Like, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to have a time to it. Like, if I'm in with you, it's like, all right, cool. Maybe I'll see my. Every woman I want to date is like potentially someone I want to marry. Oh. That's why I never get in. I haven't been in too many relationships.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in a relationship with you, that means we're going to get married.
You're dating for
unless,
the long run.
Unless, you know, being a Donny, being a Walad, something might, you know, we might trip on the way out the door.
Yeah.
Then that would create like headache. But if I'm dating you, that is like a potential, you know, from dating, God knows how many months or how many years, engaged and married.
Yeah.
That's why I don't just jump in any relationship. I don't like. That's why people can't catch me outside. You get me? Because you know.
So that's how it is. If a person cheats on like their previous partner, do you feel like that's a red flag for you?
In a way, it is. But then again, you have to understand certain situations create certain problems.
No, but here the question was there was
yeah,
no
it
problem.
Is. There was no problem, no nothing.
They just went to the
then,
club
yeah, nah.
and then slipped up.
Was the intoxication? Was it like did you just what was it?
But you can't blame it on the alcohol.
Yes, no.
No.
Yes,
for
no.
For me, that one. I don't know if it's gonna be okay.
Because you can drink to a point where I'm not blaming alcohol. Look, when you do, for someone that don't drink, because me, if I do something, you know, I did
this, I don't drink anymore.
So
I don't.
Yes, welcome to the drink welcome to my side.
For now,
been sober.
It feels actually good. You know, even last time when I went out, I was offered. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I was actually hyped for the whole night.
Exactly.
I just had a Red Bull.
Red Bull gives you wings, you know.
But I'm just like, for me, if someone like. It's a red flag for me, like a tiny.
It is a red flag.
Maybe burgundy, but not crimson red. Just because
they are in a blue, black, green. Oh, I don't know what burgundy is.
Nah, just because, like, okay, what makes it different when I'm with you that you won't slip up again? That's the only question.
I guess you have to find out.
Yeah, but I'm not ready to be there to be heartbroken when you're finding out.
No one is. That's relationship true. is a risk that everybody takes.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's actually one of the biggest risks, because you're giving someone your heart.
Because you can be married for 30, 40 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, your parents are OGs.
But are you sure those people who are married for 60 years, no cheating even once?
You gotta ask them. I don't know. Because yeah. You see
so
me?
You're with one person for 60 years.
Well, I don't know. I can't answer
that's
because I have not done 60.
Up the relationship.
When he's 60, then we can.
I feel like
we'll
when
come
you
back
60,
and
you can open up the relationship.
I think you have energy at 60, man.
No, if you're healthy, you know those people who are healthy.
Yeah,
60,
true.
Can open up the relationship a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's Viagra. When this you're 60,
these days people at 60 look. 40.
They look like us, young and vibrant.
The people who are 20 look 50.
I think you just have to take the risk.
Yeah.
If you really care about that person and you know they've done that, and the person comes clean, like it's like when you have a conversation and you lay it on the table, right? And then that conversation comes out like, okay, you know what you mean? Like when you're taking that next step.
So would you tell a girl before you get into a relationship that you cheated in the last relationship?
Yeah. Kind of, sort of, but in a way.
If it, God forgive me for saying this, but if it's never gonna come out, I don't think I'm gonna tell you.
I mean, that's what I mean. If you don't ask me, I'm not going to answer. That's what I mean. I'm not going to be like, oh, listen, basically, this is what happened. No. What's the point? If you ask me, like, you know, when someone asks you, how's your day?
Yeah.
That's basically, you know?
Yeah, if you, like, but sometimes I feel like if you go digging for some things, it's going to bring up feelings that are unnecessary.
Yeah, then you're going
to
resent.
It's important to know, like, if they are a cheater, like, serial cheater.
There's a serial cheater.
Yeah, people
wow.
who cannot stay without cheating. Like
wow.
you know, people who are fazed by the nanny because you're on YouTube now. We can't really like say the P word.
Yeah.
So
we're going PG, guys.
Yeah.
We can say PG, but we can't say the P.
But like the people, men who cannot control themselves. So every day when he's going out to the club, you're so worried because you know somebody's going to come to you as a woman.
Yeah, no comment.
Okay.
I don't want to put my man name on blast because I feel like I've done a back-to-back. What's the third one?
Oh, it's the same thing. It was your partner tells you they had sex with somebody else. Their excuse is that they were drunk, extremely drunk. You've talked about it.
Yeah.
And they seem sincerely sorry. Would you end the relationship?
That's a choice. That's a personal choice. Exactly. That's
Don't
a personal choice.
Italy.
So I can't really answer for everyone. It depends. Like, let's say they do that. Yeah, you yourself. If you're being good the whole time, then see you later.
Me fuck off. I can't forgive you.
Because like the way I see life, right? Like circumstances happen. Like things happen because something's happened. It's like a given.
But this,
it's like a give and
take. The
circumstance
right now is intoxication.
If I've been good all my life and you decided to pull that one on me, you're hitting the door. Like I don't care.
Oh, so if you've not cheated on her?
No, it's not about cheating. It's like if our relationship.
You've treated you good. And
You know what I mean. We haven't had any issue.
And
not
then,
even about cheating.
Hey.
It's like we've had like. I've provided everything for you.
Yeah, and you've been that.
Yeah,
for
you know what I mean.
No, I get,
and then at the end of the day, you turn around and do this. I'm just gonna be like, all right, cool. I'm not gonna be mad because what's the point? Getting, I might just talk a little tantrum, but then like you said, I'm not gonna even say fuck her. I'm just gonna go.
They cheated silently. You know, there's cheating loudly.
Yeah, there's one silently. Yeah, you don't know.
But the thing is with me, like sometimes if somebody To be honest, I'm just being very sincere on me. If somebody cheated on me and not the whole world knew, it's just me, him, and the person they cheated on, maybe
exactly.
I can forgive.
Yeah.
And also, depending on what happened in the situation.
Exactly.
And how long we've been together.
There's a lot of things you gotta look at.
Yeah, but if it's like 1 year and then you slipped up and our relationship has been fine and then you go cheat on me, I can't take it. Plus, it will be playing in my head.
It will sit there for a while. It will sit there for a while.
So
it's just the way how you process it.
Yeah.
Really and truly.
Those are my three questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered the podcast.
Yeah, but this one today, I just wanted to actually talk to you about like the new year and stuff.
Yeah, new year is good.
So I was gonna ask you, do you make resolutions?
In my head, up here, yeah.
So I'm don't do like
I'm not really a writer. Nah, I'm not really a writer.
Why not?
I don't know. I believe in action. I don't really like to write.
But do you know that sometimes they say that if you write it down,
that's true. But I'm not really a writer. I don't know.
So if I was to ask you, what are your 2023 resolutions?
I could tell.
Tell me like three or four.
Three or four? Mm. Make money this year. Like the way my life, I want to be structured.
Mm.
You know what I mean? In terms of financial, like obviously like I had a hiccup in terms of like, you know, moving and all that. So. Yeah. The money is low.
Yeah.
So I need to build a backup. Yeah. That's one thing. Another thing is go back home. That's really important to
Sierra Leone.
Yeah, that's really important to me.
I feel like that one for me as well. Like it's there, like I have to, you know, that's
like it's really important to me.
But there's meaning it now. Yeah, like you really have to.
Yeah. So that's number one.
Yeah.
And then obviously you got Paris Olympics coming up. So that's something also I'm looking at.
When is it?
I think next year, 2024. So that's also a resolution that I want to, you know, that's also important to me. But see, with that one, that's fate. You know, I can work hard. I can get it. I might not get it, but.
How do you get into the Olympics?
There's a lot of.
Is it an application and then they come and like tests and see what
it's
you do?
Different sports, different things. Like for running, it's just run fast.
So like the fastest runner gets into the Olympics.
Something like that. There's there's times that you gotta run, but also there's point system, there's all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Things you're running fast and you're doing good things.
Yeah.
You know. It's that for me, like, cause I wanna represent my home country, Sierra Leone. So not disrespect Australia, but I think you guys have
So when you're going to the Olympics you want to be
Sierra Leone. Green, white and blue.
Oh, so how are you gonna do that and you live in Australia? Are you gonna ask the Sierra Leonean Olympics team to help you out or like
just go there, run the national, probably win the national championships.
There.
And then
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, go for it.
It's a long process, but those are my main goals.
Mm.
You know? And then I can like probably
you don't want to get married.
I will get married.
This year?
Not this year.
Are you sure?
I won't
see on Instagram that you're married.
I tell you what, I won't get married this year.
Mm.
And I won't get engaged this year.
Yeah.
But I'll do something.
Okay, you're going to post your girlfriend.
I won't post my girl.
At least launch her.
Why?
Just one finger.
Why?
You know how people do? One hand.
If you want to see, my girl come to my house.
One eye, people do one hand. I feel like I might soft launch my man.
Listen, if you want to see my girl, come to my house.
Because I feel like, as you were talking about earlier, like the privacy is so peaceful.
It is. That's what I'm telling you. Because when you come to my house, you're taking time out of your day
to come and
witness something about me.
So
if you like it, you don't like it, you can go and argue yourself. So yeah, you want to see my girl? Come to my house.
So no marriage, guys.
No marriage this year.
To his missus, I'm sorry, babe. You're not getting a ring this year.
I apologize. Surely, the money is hard to be made. Australia is expensive.
It's true. And I wouldn't want to be married. Like, you know those people who get married and then after their wedding, they're in so much debt?
Exactly. I want to plan my life right.
If I have to take a loan to get married, I don't want to get married.
Me neither.
Like, it can wait. You know, even like...
You don't need that much money to get married.
For me, I wasn't even intending on getting married.
A lot of women say that these days. Why?
In the sense,
I need to know
like,
why.
In the sense, like, for me, personally, I was just, if I was going to commit fully to someone, I'm happy with going to the court and signing the papers.
That is a form of marriage too.
Yeah, I understand that. But if my partner really needed...
Oh, you don't want like a big wedding or something like that.
Like, I wasn't, my wedding, before I met my current partner, wedding was not in my, like, our marriage was not in my book. So I was just going to live her life with money and just enjoy my life until God says, oh, what a joke, and then they give you someone. But the thing
so
is,
so now your perspective has changed.
Yeah, and ah, even okay. like the concept of a big wedding.
Yeah.
It isn't for me, but West Africans think differently. Like it your depends. Weddings have to be massive. Yeah. Have to
see
have
for me. I don't like people, but I feel like my mother. Like for me, I don't. I'm not a people person, but I'm a people person. I don't when people say that. How
you, did I push this on for
nah, because I like to chill.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, people are like, how do you say that? I'm not a people person, but I'm a people person. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
I like I have people, but I also do not like people.
Yeah.
You know, I like to just be on my own. But I feel like my mom, because obviously as being an only child, my mom's gonna like
want a wedding,
going above and like beyond, having her only son get married. That one for her, she's probably gonna put it like a public holiday.
Yeah,
in a calendar.
I feel like even for me, same. My mom, there's one time I was on the call with my mom, and then I told her that I didn't want to get married. She told me, "Spit that saliva that you've talked about. Why the hell would you
African
ever say
moms,
that?"
African moms, I think like it's the one time they get to show off.
Yeah, and even
and it's
like,
not even their wedding, but it's just like they're so happy. That they forget that it's not about them.
Even the
but
concept
the happiness
of a
is carries...
small wedding scares nah. them. You have to invite
but you know what you
people
do?
To come
you
and
You know what the concept is? You don't get married in Australia. You get married in Kenya.
No, but the thing is, like, it's something that you just need to think about.
You save money.
Yeah, true. But for me, marriage was not in the cards. But now I'm
but
just
now,
like we,
yeah.
we are 50.
We are in the border, guys. We are in the border.
If one day I just get on Instagram
boom.
And I'm married, bass.
You just see a ring
that's
and then
it.
You see 6 months later.
That's it. But yeah, my goals for 2023, to be honest, is to grow the podcast.
Yes,
same.
We're making money, guys.
Yeah, to grow the podcast,
boom.
And we have a project coming up.
We're gonna fill you in
later in the as we continue.
Yeah,
and then I really just want. I feel like with my career, it's at a like stagnant. It's like
yeah, you said you wanted to switch it up a bit.
Yeah, like at least make it or do something. Have another, as you said, income stream. Like have multiple income
as
streams.
Your other side gig.
Which one?
The Ivy?
Yeah, but that one is tiring. You know what I mean?
You're on
I
your
just,
feet. You're
yeah,
on your feet.
I just want
I don't know how you do it, man.
Yeah, I want an income stream that I can actually make good money out
yeah,
of.
Yeah, a lot of people be shouting
yeah.
at you. I want vodka, ice,
yeah,
cranberry
yeah,
juice.
Nah. I want something that, and something at least that gives me joy. Because I already have like a career job. Why don't I do like something that gives me joy? I know they say that not all your hobbies must make you money, but at least like people are making
well,
money.
You just gotta find interest in what are your hobbies? That's the question. What's the first question?
For now, I want to because I completely forgot about my personal like YouTube channel. You know, I have another YouTube channel, Margaret Zimba.
Guys, exclusive.
Guys, I have a YouTube channel.
We're coming back with exclusive.
Please, when you subscribe to this one, go and subscribe to that one too. But it's
exclusive.
Grown, you know,
there
like,
you go.
When last year I had like 300.
I think people. I remembered.
Yeah.
I think I remembered when you used to live in Canberra. I used to post like every morning, like when you wake up,
yeah,
do your thing,
yeah.
like going there, like your day
yeah.
and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
now, like, it's grown to like I haven't posted, and now I'm almost at 600 subscribers.
How many people are in, like, what's the population of Kenya?
Oh, so many. I don't even
so
know.
If we can get Kenya and Sierra Leone,
yeah, just
subscribe.
But maybe you should get Sierra Leoneans to subscribe to this YouTube channel.
Sierra Leone people,
they won't, it is free, guys.
Subscription too much,
is free.
Hello, man.
But yeah, that for me is to grow the podcast, and I'm trying, like I'm really trying, but sometimes I procrastinate too much.
Nah,
but if you have someone on your back to create, like,
just do it.
Yeah, because I know if you want something to happen,
you gotta get
it
done.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So create more content on my podcast, and like have more entertaining guests, and like have more conversations. Hopefully, like. Get good people who have good vibes. You know
energy,
what I mean?
Energy,
and
energy,
that's what I need. Just create
energy
more content
fan,
that makes
fan.
Me happy.
I love
and
that.
Then, like, with my career as well, I just want to improve on that and maybe be better at what I do. Fitness. I've been very consistent this month and last month with the gym.
Let's go.
I really want to lose some weight.
Let's go.
Because, like, I gained a lot of weight. It's called relationship weight. I gained a lot of weight, I'm telling you. You know, when I was in a bad relationship, I was losing weight because of stress. Oh, we need to record. Now you see, it stops. Okay, there we go. Nah.
There's wow.
When I was in a bad relationship.
Exclusive. There's no, something called relationship weight.
Yeah, when you're in a like a person, you the person who stresses, you lose weight, you can't eat.
Yeah.
You're always stressing.
No, I think yeah.
Yeah, but when you're in a good relationship, you're always eating, you're always laughing, you're always happy. So I have a
because he loves
bit,
you for who you are.
Yeah, I have a little bit of relationship.
He loves you for who you are.
I need to lose some weight. And yeah, that's probably it. And go to Kenya.
Yeah. Am I getting a visa to Kenya? Yeah.
Ah, but with Kenya you get a visa in the airport.
Yeah, we'll go. So no, accommodate. So we're going to Kenya, guys. We're taking the podcast to Kenya.
Sorry guys, and I'm doing that. I'm just like fixing up the
we're taking the podcast to Kenya.
Yeah, like,
the Kenyan people need to know that we're coming.
Yeah.
How do you say we're coming in Kenyan?
Tunakuja. How do you say it in Pidgin?
Would it come?
Would it come to Sierra Leone?
To Nakuja, my people from Kenya, represent. You already know.
Okay.
That's good. It's good energy.
I have another question for you. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you think, if you were given an opportunity to go back to 2022, what do you think you would have done differently?
Ooh.
That's a good one. Clap for me because that's a fucking good question.
I don't think you want to go home, bruv. I got a lot of things I would have done. Ah.
Well, like, tell me, like, 2 things you would have done differently.
Be a better me. Not like I was a bad me, but there's some things I wasn't proud of that I did. You know what I'm saying?
Can you speak on it on the podcast? Or
we want to leave, so we'll drop half and half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, like, in terms of, like, women-wise, like, be better in that aspect. You know, show more love. Like I showed more love, but I think I did a lot of unlove showing as well. I think.
You are cold. Oh, how would you show love?
It's hard to explain, but okay. Let me try and word it in a way I understand. Yeah. I'll use my thoughts. Okay, being more mature.
Yeah,
let's just say like that.
Deal with things more intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Like that.
Okay. I understand what you mean.
I think there was a lot. Obviously, like, I'm a grown ass man. Like, I'm proper, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I had a chance to, especially the end of 2022 was good.
Yeah.
But the start was
not
bad.
That great.
Yeah. So the end was good. Like, the back end.
Yeah.
Was pretty good. But the start of 2022. Yeah, there was a lot of Mazda still.
Yeah, for me, I feel like if there's... We'll go in turns. For me, if there's one thing I would do differently in 2022, I'd probably save my money. Are we talking in relationship? Let's start with relationship. In my relationship, I would learn to be more patient. I'd go and take away the times where I was a bit irrational and impatient.
But you know why you're irrational?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why.
I'll be honest. It's because when something is new to you, you become irrational.
No, and even like I know because like, oh my God, like sometimes I get very emotional and I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to communicate.
We men, if you don't talk, like, we don't know what's wrong.
Guys, let me tell you.
You have to communicate. We're not Houdini.
Wow,
I can't read your mind. If you don't tell me what's wrong, can't fix it.
And like, I expect your partner to be an angel to know what you're going through.
Bob.
And if he doesn't know, I get upset.
Yeah, listen, the only person that has that power is Magneto.
Yeah.
Magneto is not dead, but Magneto doesn't exist. Magneto can read mine. Me, I cannot read mine. That's why I always say, if you have a problem, tell me.
Communicate it.
If you tell me, like, even if I know I've done it, like, at this moment right now, with me and you sitting here, if I've done something wrong,
yeah,
I might not notice it, but you might.
Yeah.
So if you tell me, I'm like, you're right. Okay, let me fix it. But if you're going to go and soak and ignore me in the house and women.
That's the thing. For me, I would have communicated better. But the thing is, it's not about what I didn't do. I have become more better in communicating. Like, if I'm upset, instead of not... I'm the queen of silent treatment. I can be quiet. And if you show me you're quiet, even me, I come there strong-headed. I'm quiet. But I realize that's not how to solve a problem.
That is not how to solve a problem.
I'm more communicative
that's
now.
Good.
And more, like, gentle.
That's good.
Like, I'm like, yes, babe, this is how I feel. this is that's how we're gonna
honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how to do that, but now I know how to do it. I didn't know how to do that. Like, yeah. I didn't know how to, like,
I think it, like, depends also with the person that you're with.
Yeah, I didn't know how to speak on it, but now I'm like, all right, cool, this is how I'll tell you, this is how I feel.
Yeah,
like, if it's coming from you, it's the message is clear.
Yeah,
does that make sense? Yeah, so I'm on you on that side.
Yeah, you just need to be
I'm
like,
I'll give you a round of applause for that one.
We need to talk about conflict resolutions in relationships. That's a topic we can talk about.
Yes,
yeah, we'll
yes.
write it down.
Write it down.
Down mentally. Okay,
locked in.
And also tell me another thing that you'd change
about me
in 2020 if you were to go back.
Ooh, okay,
let's talk financial.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like last 2020 I grew a lot. I grew a lot in terms of a ton of loud money. D-Mike with the sauce. Yeah, I grew a lot in terms of money.
Yeah.
I think I learned more about financially, like savings.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Honestly, I think when I was younger, I used to make more money.
Yeah.
But I never saved a dime.
Oh my God, I hope they would hear us with the rain. You know how silent it is.
Yeah. I never saved a dime.
Yeah.
I had it. It was like a come and go thing.
You're living paycheck to paycheck.
Kind of, sort of. But I had it, like, it was in the account. Like, it wouldn't move. But instead of me putting it somewhere where I know it's secure, and then if I have an emergency, I can run to it.
Mm.
It was just sitting in, like, the rest of the account. So if everything just goes,
I'm
like, yeah, let it just go. It'll come back. You know what I mean? So I learned how to be structured financially, which was good.
I wish I learned how to do that. Because with me, hey, when I get money, I can send
to allow with money.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that. I realize that my first instinct when I get money is send for people back home.
Yeah, but that's because
it's just like
you're just a good person, but sometimes you don't need to, because these people sometimes they're, you know.
Yeah, it you don't need to, and I feel like I was doing it without budgeting.
You have to, man.
I just get excited, my cousin needs this, I send it. This one needs this. Or, like, I wish I was one of those people who, like, every cent they know where it's going to. I don't want to.
Oh, I'm not that guy.
No, like, you know,
I can't be that guy.
Nah, like, it's important to
There's
know.
There's an intense structure. Yeah. Save. I know, people that mentor me, that's how they are. But I tell them, because not everything works for everyone.
Yeah.
I tell them, that way works for you. But I can't be that guy. I would do it my way, but I would have your mindset.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense.
In
the sense where, for me now, my intention is to know where my money goes. I don't want to be broken. I'd be like, you know, if I'm broken, I'm like, oh, I spent this money doing this. That one I can be like, okay, fine.
That makes
but
sense.
If I'm broke and then I'm like, oh, I don't even know where my money went. That one hurt my feelings. Like, I get so upset because I'm like, oh my God, I just got paid. Where the hell did this money go?
It went on house bill, rent, and petrol. And
I need to be
after you take away your house rent, you take away your petrol, there's not really much left.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I just want to know where my money goes to.
That's good. Nah, for me, I think that's what I learned a lot last year, like how to save. And I saved a lot. You know, which was good.
And cutting, like, the thing is, I realize also going out, you spend a lot of money.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And I feel like if I was to go back and do more things, I would probably go out less in terms of clubbing.
Spend more time at home.
And not even at home, like doing activities.
Yeah. Some, you know, people think like happiness, that's why I always say happiness is free.
Because
there's so much you can do for free. Right, that you don't need to pay for. But me, I'm not saying go and do it all. If you want to pay, go and pay. That one's your own. But there's ways in life, like you can structure so much things that you can do certain things that you don't need to involve a huge amount of money. Or say, for example,
there's so many ways you can go on free dates.
Exactly. Just let the guy
pay. Are you the guy to take? are you the type of guy for the first date?
It depends on the woman.
No, let's listen to this question. For the first date.
Yeah.
The first time you're meeting this girl.
Yeah.
Would you take her on a free date?
If the girl's fire, yeah.
Free date. No paying anything. Free. You're not spending money on her.
Yeah.
Man.
Wait. Let's levels to this. I'm coming. Let me hold it down. All right, cool. Basically,
okay.
There is categories in women, in womenology. Let me study you in a minute. Take your book. There's levels. There's, you know, as men, we have categories.
Yeah.
You have women that you know, this one. 5-star
restaurant. Talk on the microphone.
This one, you know, 5-star restaurant. This one, you know, maybe.
Oh, that is bad.
2.5-star restaurant. This one, you know,
it
free
means
date.
You don't. Women, please. It means that he doesn't respect you.
Oh, respect. Doesn't respect you. What do you mean, bruv? Okay, listen, yeah. They have McDonald's, they have KFC. There's levels to everything.
So on the first date, you would take a woman on the first date for a free date.
But when I was young,
we're not talking about when you're young. We're talking about now.
You know now? Okay, let's say now. You know,
so you'd be like, oh, let's go.
I said,
let's
go come to my house. My mom cook. Let's come eat.
I would slap you.
Why? You don't want to eat African food now?
No, for the first date, if you don't like, okay, guys, maybe I'd be cancelled if I say this. Listen, for
like,
the
you
first
don't
want to
get
date,
canceled.
No, for the first date, at least show me that you can spend money. I just need your money.
Yeah.
It's not that I need your money or anything, but at least show me that.
You don't need my money, but you want to know my mom cooking. You want to taste it.
So, like, on the first date, you'll be like, okay, let's go walk around the park and look at the moon and do all that.
It's romantic.
No,
it's not romantic.
No,
you're not mesmerized.
God, forgive me for saying this, but I know that
you're not mesmerized.
It's okay for those people who like the outdoors. Yeah. But for me, for our first date, at least take me out.
Okay.
On a dinner.
Hold on. Let's forget about the rest. Let's come to you. Yeah. Categorize. Give me top five for your first date. Oh yeah, what would
okay,
you want?
Okay, for
dress
our
first
date.
Is there a dress code?
No dress code. Let's say, okay, let's put it this way. For our first date, let me tell you what I would want for our first date.
Okay, what would you
maybe,
want?
Maybe a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, let's not say, like, probably not a dinner. Like, let's say a lunch, like something light, like a coffee or something.
Okay.
Just because I don't want you to be seeing my eating habits on the first date. Probably if there's steak there. And I want to eat the steak. I want
You don't want to be spending 2 hours cutting and then chewing,
talking while eating.
Yeah.
No, I feel like for the
so
first
coffee,
day,
coffee is
like
fine.
Coffee, like something light.
Yes.
Or people say active. I wouldn't go for a movie on the first date. To the cinema. Why?
Not anymore.
Because when you go to the cinema, I want, like, for the first date, I want to talk to you.
You know, there was like I don't know if you know, but I'm gonna drop another exclusive people.
Yeah.
You know, we were kids, right? Donnie's used to love going to the cinema.
Yeah, because you guys have sex in there. People know.
You know, you used to live with your mom.
You
yeah, home. Because you know your mom's home 24/7. You can't do anything. So, oh yeah, let's go cinema.
But the thing is, with when you're young, there's no place to.
Yeah, exactly. To do. So, you have to find accommodation.
People go to the park. You go to the alleyway.
You have to go accommodation.
No.
You understand? But yeah, that's
not
nice.
Nah.
You're a grown man. You get a license. You got a car. You got a house. You're good. You don't need to get. Cinema, I mean, I love going to movies, but I fall
not
asleep
for the
a
first
lot.
Day.
For the first
because you want to talk to this person, get
why?
To know them. Why?
Why?
So you don't need to talk to the person that you're dating?
For the
how
first day?
That's when you.
But how you know I'm gonna date you?
You know you're gonna exactly. You know you're gonna be with. As soon as you meet a person, I think you can know if you're gonna be with that person or not. As soon as you meet him, or you know.
You
if
know
it's
what?
Sex,
you know what?
Or if it's just like.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're.
It's right. Yeah.
Yes.
It's true, right?
Yes.
As soon as you
true.
Meet a person, you know this girl, I'm just gonna have sex with her and leave.
It's
on
true.
This one, I think I want to get to know her bit.
But
you know
how
I mean?
Do you like that's a good topic.
What?
Another one we need to, how do you know like what like relationship? Like how do you know you're gonna you wanna be how do you know? Do you know or did you know?
With mine?
Yeah.
Oh not like I knew when I got to know the person.
Okay.
But not on the first time.
Like,
okay. I know, but well, the first time, because my intentions were different.
Okay.
But the thing is, if I went, there is a time I could say I went on a date with someone, and I knew.
Mm.
I told you this, and I
yes.
heard them laugh.
Yeah,
I
yeah, Donnie,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I was
listen,
like,
yeah.
There's no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you're done.
There's
you
no
were done
way
for.
Gonna be
this guy was done episode one.
Yeah, there's no way. Because there's a. Or like, but the thing is, that's why it's important to go on a date with someone that you can talk. Like, someone on a date where you can talk. Because there are some people who are so good looking.
Yeah, but you know.
They're so fine. But as soon as they open their mouth to speak.
But you know, like, people can deceive as well. There's deceivings. Cause for me, like for first date,
you're your best self.
No, not that. I want to take you into a natural environment. Like, I want to see you as who you are, because I don't know you.
But I wouldn't go to your house on the
floor. Not my house. You come to my house, you know what's going to happen.
So what's a natural environment for
like
you?
Like, somewhere where you can be you. Like, I got to find... That's why if I'm going to dig deep and find what your interest
that's
is.
That's how you go for coffee and find out the interest, so that for the second date, you can take them to whatever. I would want to go for a competitive sport.
Like, that's good.
Let's say, like, bowling or something.
Yeah.
You know how you're
interacting. Kind of see the energy, the vibe. Yeah.
Or, like...
Because, man, I'm not going to lose...
Yeah, exactly. And you just want to see, like, what type of, like, engaging a conversation or something where you guys have to talk. What can you do? Like, people do these days. I was taken on a picnic. I didn't really like it because there were insects biting me everywhere. I was like, it was a cute gesture. To be honest. Like, I appreciated the effort.
Now, do it in winter, not in summer.
Hey, it was just insects everywhere.
But me and flies don't get along.
Yeah, you're things. Sweating. I'm like,
Winter's good. Winter's
to be outside.
Winter's good for a picnic. You just got to find a day that's not going to rain.
Yeah.
And it's not too cold.
Have you ever taken a girl on a picnic?
Yes.
I can't see you do anything romantic.
I'm romantic. I just don't show it.
So how do your girls know that you're romantic?
You just gotta... That's a key word. You're a girl.
Oh, true. You don't show it. Because I'm like, I don't see you. Maybe it's my perspective of you.
Yeah, because me and you, you know, we've, like... I think what it is, yeah, it's the circle that you see and also the person that I am. Like, yeah. I said, this is me. I'm me. I'm real, right? Yeah. But there's... In life... There's like, as a person, you have different layers of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have Maggie, work Maggie, play Maggie, happy Maggie.
I can't be the Maggie that I'm at when I'm with my girls, like, at work.
Exactly. So, for me, this is me. Like, this is me 24/7.
Yeah.
But I've also got, like, a soft side.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to see.
Yeah. I'm,
like, that's, you know, my woman, that's for her.
You're going there crying. Oh.
Yeah, that's for her
to
see.
To me.
Like, I'm emotional. I'm an emotional guy. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna see him. Like, I'm a tough guy. You bridge up, I will slap you.
Yeah.
But also, I have emotions. I'm not gonna hide it inside. I used to think like being tough means you don't show emotions. Yeah. Bullshit. You're allowed to cry, but I cry.
Yeah, it is good when
cry, but I let the eyes up, mom. Tears will come out eventually. Let it out.
The men say that they cry on the inside.
I literally know, because like all like the great men, like people that are like successful and all that, they say it's like it's good to be, because when you're emotional, you find the reason what makes you emotional, right? Mm. And you fix it. It's like working
on you
work on your strengths and weaknesses. It's like going to the gym, right?
Yeah.
You look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, I don't like my look, I want to get big. So you find things to get you strong and big. It's the same thing with emotions.
You've actually like built since the last time that I saw you.
Yeah, you know.
Are you gaining or cutting?
I'm cutting, but I'm just more muscly now. Like I'm trying to be the more muscly.
Are you on like a strict diet?
I try to, but it's hard. You know, this economy. It's like, you know, go to Woolies, everything is expensive.
God, Kilo Shelly. Do you know that I was trying to buy like veggies and stuff, and it added up to $80. Even when I got to the counter,
eating healthy is the most expensive thing.
Like, I bought like a bunch of onions. Yeah. I left it there. I was like, I have an onion in the house. Like, I'll use that one. Cause like I was like, and you know, like one capsicum was like $3. I was like, are you sure?
Eating clean is expensive.
It is.
McDonald's.
Actually, like I was driving somewhere, and I noticed when I was going from the inner west Sydney, like when you go from Bankstown,
Redlands, you feel like 10 on Marcus, the way, like, on that line, like.
McDonald's, when you go to Blacktown, you can never miss a McDonald's.
Nah.
And then I was
even on the M4.
No, I was passing there. Then I started getting into like the eastern suburbs.
That's harder.
You don't even find one.
It's harder. You gotta literally go on the map, and then because it's the way it's set up.
Cafes. Now you see people dining. You know, I was telling someone the other day that we were passing. We actually did the Kuji. No, yesterday actually. We could you to Bondi walk. We were walking that way. And the houses there. Let me tell you.
You gotta win the lottery 10 times.
People are living. I was telling you. Yeah,
win the lottery 10 times.
They are living life as we are squatting. You know. over here.
That's why there's, you see, again, levels.
Nah.
Levels.
We are managing. People in this universe, they are living life. Sorry, it's hot.
Nah,
people,
it's all right. It's raining, but it's still hot, so you can't really fix that.
They're living.
Yeah.
Us, we are just surviving.
Levels. That's what I said. As I said, why are you coming for me? There's the same levels in surviving. In life, there's levels. There's also levels in women.
A guy had a water slide in his backyard. Where I was.
I interrupted. No, I'm joking.
Don't
come from you.
No,
I did not
a water you. Slide. Where yes. have you ever seen a swimming pool in your house? When?
In my house. I'll get it one day.
One, inshallah.
One day I'll get
I'm
it.
Just like, this life is like, the people have money.
Yeah, man.
God.
Bro, the man had like, Tesla. I've seen so many.
But I don't like Teslas. Do you want a Tesla?
No.
My dream car, to be honest, at this point.
I just want a Toyota.
Really? That's your dream car?
Not my dream car.
What's like your dream car?
My dream car is, I'm an Audi guy.
Audi, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Audis. But yeah. I feel like I'll spend more money fixing it.
Because it's hard to find the parts.
Exactly. So, my friend, let me get a Hilux. Give me a Toyota Hilux.
Yeah.
I'll be happy.
I really want, like, in future, inshallah, I would want a Merc.
Hey, you know who you are. You're listening, yeah?
Yeah.
She wants a Merc.
If I could get a Merc,
make it happen.
I'd be so happy.
Me, just give me Toyota.
Dream big, my friend. You'll get a Toyota.
No. I want a Toyota, but I want to live in a mansion. You understand? It's not about how you drive, it's how you sleep. I want to sleep in silk. You know those silk sheets?
Mm.
The ones that when you wake up, you ask yourself why.
No, you want to wake up and you're like, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
My dad usually says sometimes when you're dreaming, you have bad dreams because you're fighting demons. You're struggling in life so much. Like, every day you stress, you can't even sleep properly.
I know.
So you want to sleep and sleep in peace knowing that at least there's money coming into your bank account.
Oh my God.
We have two more questions to go. Do you believe in manifestation?
Kind of, sort of.
I feel like people these days... Okay. Hey, if I say this and then I'm cancelled, let me try and find the right answer.
He decided to go on YouTube. No. See, we had podcasts where we could just say whatever we want. Just come send for people.
No, like, but manifestation is becoming like... Okay, I believe in manifestation in the sense where, like, write it down, pray for it. And then it comes to pass. But there's so many things these days that people are talking about. You remember there was this thing on TikTok the other time. Maybe it's someone's culture, I don't know. And if it is yours, please just let me know in the comment section down below. On New Year's, you're supposed to sit under the table with red underwear, eating grapes with a suitcase to run outside for the first 59 seconds in the new year. And then it means that holding money in your hand. So you go under the table, holding money in your hand, eat 10 grapes with red underwear, and you run out to the suitcases. So money, the hand is resembling, you'll get money in the year.
Mm.
Red underwear, I think it was for love or something. I've forgotten what the 10 grapes was for. And then
when
you run out.
That is a structured manifestation.
Yeah, imagine how do you do structured. All that in 10 seconds. And when you run out of the door with a suitcase, it means that you're going to travel the world.
Wow. I'll try the next one, like
next
year,
and see if
it works.
It's just too much. Why don't we just pray to whichever deity people pray? You know, these things people have so many things.
Yeah, listen, I just know big man upstairs. Yeah. Even though we beef part time, but we're still good.
Yeah. So, like, I think manifestation for me comes up like in the sense where, like, I envision what I want, and I feel like the moment that you start thinking about something, I think that's when you know that something can happen.
Yes. For me, I believe in reality. I'm a realist. I say that all the time. I just say as it is and I do what I can.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you can also manifest. You should try writing it down.
Really,
just try, Michael.
I'll try, but
like,
I can't promise.
It doesn't hurt to try.
I write on my notes, if that helps.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you write it. Like,
I write on my notes.
Yeah, so that you can like think about it. Like, it gives you a chance to like...
I mean, I've got some stuff written down, but that's like not stuff I do the year. That's like stuff I want to do like
in a few years. Yeah, I feel like for me, writing down, like, I've tried this journaling thing, but for me it's hard because like sometimes I wake up late.
The diary.
And, like this is what I did today and all that. Like I think sometimes I just take mental notes because it's so hard for me to keep up with journaling.
I reckon if I had like a recorder,
yeah,
I would just maybe what 10-15 minutes yeah, you're done. But like writing to, it down takes hours. Yeah.
Nah, but sometimes imagine if you commit to writing down on your journal every day. And then at the end of the year in December, you have like when you're going back,
you can have a little memoir. Is it memoir? Yeah, you can have a memoir.
There's this thing that I did. It's called Future Me. It is it's something. It's a website.
Mm.
So I wrote my. Imagine, listen, this is so good. When I was in Kenya, I wrote to the Future Me. So I forgot that I did it. So I was still in high school. I wrote to myself, by the time I am 19, I want to have gone abroad. I wanted to have started my degree.
And, I was going to ask you, did you know you were going to come to Australia?
No.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about your journey.
Yeah, my journey. You know,
because it's interesting. Because me, my journey is the same. We're West Africans. We already know how we got here.
How did you get here?
It's a long story.
Yeah. But for me, like when I was in high school, I wrote to the Future. It's like, and then it sends you, it was before I did my KCSE. So KCSE is like the last.
Yeah, exam. Like you're like so, year 12 and that.
Yeah, yeah. So I got the letter in 2019 when, in 2018 when I was in Australia. And then I had forgotten, because you write it to your future self. So I wrote it in 2015. And then you write to, you send it, it's going to come as an email in 2017. You see, like, I wrote one for this year. So you write it, you use Future Me, you write it, you write a letter to yourself in 2015, but you see how you send an email. It's going to come back.
It's going to come like 5 years from now.
Imagine when I got it in 2017, I was like, oh my God.
I wrote this to myself.
Yeah, I wrote, I'm where I told myself that I was going to be. And I did that again when I was still in uni. Now, when I started uni, I was like, because my uni degree was in 3 years. So I was like, I hope that I got it 2021.
Mm.
I was like, I want to have graduated uni and have a job and at least be in the process of having my own place. Guess when I received the letter, and I'm not, no lies.
Don't tell me it was yesterday.
No. It was 2021 when I got the keys to the apartment.
There you go.
You see, like,
speak it into existence, like, people. It is so funny. Or write it into existence. Yeah, that's it.
You just write it. It doesn't, for me, like, it wasn't even long. I just said, dear Maggie, I hope you're working hard. And by this year, hopefully, you have done this and this and this and this. Like, I just wrote dotted points. I don't have to write anything detailed.
Yeah.
Like, this is what things I wanted that you need. To have achieved. Yeah. And then when you see that, sometimes because, you know,
it blows your mind.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, even when you are right now, sometimes you might not even see the success that you, the, even it might even, it might not even be great success, but progress.
But something.
Yeah, progress that you've made, you don't.
Oh, you grow, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sometimes even me, I'm like, oh, I haven't done this. I was supposed to be a millionaire by 26.
Sis, me and you both.
Yeah, and sometimes.
But me, I don't want to be a billionaire in a white man's country. I feel like I want to be a billionaire.
But being
in Africa.
A billionaire, anybody can be a billionaire in Sierra Leone.
No.
If I get money,
yeah, well,
say 10K, you see, I'm a billionaire in Sierra
Leone. That's okay. That billionaire will take you for the rest of your life.
But the thing is, I feel like if we learn to appreciate the small progresses, the big ones will
gonna
come.
Start
yeah.
It's going to start. The big ones will definitely come. So
yeah.
They say, what's that? There's this ad, small farms, little things, big things grow.
Yeah.
That, is it a, what's the call? Super Nation ad.
Yeah.
I'm giving them a shout out. So if they
sponsor us.
If they sponsor us, and I'll change my super to your super. But yeah, from little things, big things do grow.
Yeah, so you know, maybe you should try that app.
I should.
And maybe I'll send you the link.
I should.
It's something you just write to yourself. Be like, dear future Michael, when in 3 years' time, I want to have gone to Paris Olympics. Do it for next year.
All right. Okay.
Start small. Let's start do small. For little next steps. Year. By next year, I want to have done this, and this, and this. Just
boom.
5 things.
Done.
And then when next year you get here, you count. Okay. Even if it's 3 that you've achieved, you're like, okay, like, it gives you the motivation
To do more.
To do more.
Done.
So I think even me,
I'll try
I
it. I'm open to trying new
year.
Things.
I haven't done one for this year, but I think maybe next year I should cut it. Oh, well, you can't cut it.
Come on, dreads.
But Michael, you need to at least retwist them.
I do. They're fresh. Look are at they? Them. They're nice. What? I'm look.
But they are long. They are long.
Hey, come on.
They are long.
Let me just move away.
Do you lay your edges?
When I get them done, sometimes yeah. I do. Yeah. They're fresh. They're retwisted. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like
I can't come to the podcast not looking. Come on, man. Yeah. Can't come here looking us. Some episodes you see me looking scruffy. I'm not going to lie because I don't really.
I
like...
wanted to put on makeup, but I don't think I can be doing that every single week. So I'm just going to come as I am.
Take me as I am.
Take me as I am, guys.
It's your own if you don't.
Last question for you. Hit. Give us two things you learned from 2022.
I think the thing stopped recording.
Oh, has it? God, I thought you're going to record for. 45 minutes. See, it means that we're recording for long.
Okay. Two things I've learned. How to be a good listener. Mm. I've learned how to listen.
Good.
And how to be patient.
Ah, that's good.
I don't know if I can't cuss, man.
I'll be here, but for the podcast you can cuss.
I got no patience. I got none. I still get agitated bit by bit, yeah. But I think I'm getting better. Mm. I think I'm getting better, like a little bit. I'm getting better. And it's like, I'm listening to you. Sometimes I just want my own voice being heard.
Yeah.
But it's also good, like, having someone
wow,
else's voice heard.
You guys, give him a hand clap.
Come on, G. Come on, G.
Give him a hand clap.
Come on, G. Come on, G. So, yeah, man. That's what, like, I think that's two things that I'll probably...
learned for me actually, honestly, I'm just gonna say it as well, patience.
Yeah,
I've learned to be patient because me, I'm so impatient. Bruv. Man, like, not like irritates me, like
everything.
Little things irritate
everything.
Me especially oh my god, like I hate people who are not punctual, and it's not that even me I'm punctual, you know what I mean. Sometimes I can be so late, but I hate people who waste my time. Like, don't waste my time.
No,
like,
be late, but give me notify. Like,
exactly.
But I'm like, you know what I mean?
That is so important to
like,
me.
Tell me what's going on. Exactly. Then just like, leave me. Don't air me.
Yeah,
and then exactly. When I catch you off, you're like, oh, sorry, mate.
Exactly.
Big man team, you have fun. You have credit. These days, everybody, if you tell me you don't have credit on your phone, or you don't have internet or Wi-Fi where you are.
Especially in a Western country. You know,
slap
if it's
yourself.
In Africa, we can understand.
Say, yeah, in Africa.
Do people still put credit here in $30 credit?
There's a few people.
Really? Like.
I'm not going to quote
I'm names. Not even going to say. I'm not even going to say.
What about.
You put $30.
No, not me, not me. Ah, come on.
That's gonna finish.
Not me. I know people that still do. I won't give. Okay, shout out to who you are. You know who you are.
Whoever you are, guys, at least.
This is someone you need. We both know them, but we won't say the name.
Just be on a plan.
Yeah.
At least a
bro,
plan.
Bro, it's the same thing.
But $30, like, we have to be realistic here.
No, nah, everything's going up. The economy is hard.
Because people are like, I don't have credit. I'm like, what? We are in Australia. If it's Kenya, I can understand,
like,
if
mate,
you don't have credit.
Like, mate.
Australia, mate. We're in Australia, mate. You should have credit.
Mate, what are you doing? You gotta
but
ask him.
I'm learning on how to be patient, and also, like, I've learned on how to communicate better. I think those are the two main takeaways, in the sense where, like, I'm learning on how to, as you said, listen, in the sense where, like, sometimes, especially with men, because I've been fucked over, peeped over with men, I never thought that whatever they say makes sense to me. Like, you'd say something and I'll be like, oh yeah, whatever. But now I have a more understanding.
On behalf of the men, we are sorry.
Yeah, you should sorry. Apologize.
No, but look, me, I can't come here and deny it.
Yeah.
We have all done it, you understand?
Yeah, yeah, I used to think, like, whatever the people say, and it reflected, like, I didn't want that to reflect in the situation that I'm in. So I was just like, you know what, I'll learn on how to listen and also realize that men have feelings as well. Because sometimes I thought...
Oh, my God. My sister.
But then I've evolved.
Because
I never used to care about men's feelings. I never cared. And it wasn't coming from a bad place. It was just that, like, I didn't understand... But right now, I'm trying to put more effort
you
in
know
communicating.
Why you know why you know that men have feelings?
Yeah.
Because of the conversations
yeah.
that you guys have.
Yeah. And like,
it's showing
allowing,
that side.
I had a mentality like the typical one that men are not allowed to be more vulnerable. But when I understood, like, It's important to include vulnerability.
Would you want your man? Would you want your? Okay, this is a question for you. I think it's.
Oh, the memory card is full. Damn.
I had the best question.
Oh, it's okay. What will you do? We must film on our phone. I'll film it on my phone. Okay, check mic 1, 2. All right, yeah, what was your question?
Would you rather a man that hard, like, you know, this guy walks sideways, this and that, with no emotions, no feelings, but he still cares about you?
Okay.
Or would you rather have a man that's very soft, like very soft, a lot of emotions.
Oh my god!
And still cares about you. Or would you have a man that's like half emotion, half hard, right? Cares, but also has a pattern to do and undo, like switch on and switch off.
Like switch off feelings.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a hard one, because to be honest, I wouldn't want. I like the tough man. I like you being manly.
Yeah, let's
show me who you are.
Like, wants to be lifted.
I like that shit. I like bench
pressed.
Like, come, I can't come and die here. I want a manly man, but at the same time, like, I don't want an emotionless person, because that irritates me.
Yeah, of course.
So if I was to choose, I'd probably go with, but I don't like a lot of emotions, dude. Like, I'm gonna get the ick.
And then it's like, you here, him here, who's gonna handle who?
No, yeah, I feel like I just need you to be more communicative, and like, I know that it is wrong. Maybe it reflects my toxicity, and I'm working on that. But like, I don't want too much emotions. But if you can communicate your feelings well, in a vulnerable way where you open up your heart well, I don't want you to be coming and crying all the time. Like, once in a while you can shed a tear or two. I know this is wrong.
I lost my
because
job. I'm
men,
so emotional.
Men can cry. Guys, don't take it the wrong way, but
Maggie,
men are allowed
not allowed to cry.
No,
if you're with Mags, you can't cry.
No, you can, by the way. But not every time you cry. Because even me, I cry all the time. So you come and cry too.
He's gonna come for you. All right, cool.
I think when it comes to you opening up, yeah, you can like shed a tear. I'll be there for you and stuff. I want you to have emotions. I want you to be vulnerable. But I also want you to be a tough guy. Like, I want to feel like you're my protector. You know what I mean? I don't want you to feel like if the armed robbers came in, you're the first one. You'd push me in front so that
I'd be looking for the window.
No, you know the ones that they use you as a shield.
Yes.
No,
like, the money is in
no,
the safe.
At least let you know if it comes.
Once you take a bullet.
Yeah. No.
But wear bulletproof vest. Don't go and jump in front of bullets without bulletproof vest.
Because you're gonna die. But yeah.
If you die, someone else will come and take her.
I prefer like half. Like, I just want you to know how to communicate. That's what's important to me. And allow yourself. I want my person to know that the environment allows you to be more vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's, I think, what's important.
That's it. I like that.
Yeah. Good. We've recorded. No, like, we said you're going to record for 45 minutes, and it's been almost an hour and
we
something.
Say, oh, that's life.
It's been an hour. Maybe we need more memory cards.
We need more memory cards.
But I think we're going to end the podcast there.
Yes, but before we end, you want to share with them what we're. Since, before you start, it's because, I'm MVP of the show. Let's just put it out there. MVP. No guest has come back.
Yeah.
3 times.
But we won't say the name first. No. We won't say the name.
No, we won't say the name. Yeah. We're just going to just tell them what we're doing.
Yeah.
So because I became MVP.
We are starting our own channel.
Let's go.
Starting our own channel.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be more. It's going to be the same thing as
yeah,
this,
but
probably.
You're just going to see my face.
Yeah,
that's
every
it.
Time.
You don't get to see other people. You see me full time.
Yeah, because Bottomless Banter is my baby. So
yeah,
we have to have another thing with Michael.
That's our own thing.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing co-host time to time. Yeah. That's not full time.
Yeah.
That's part time.
So I'm happy. We are gonna start it, and we'll let you know. We'll let you know, guys. I think when they see it, they'll see it.
Yeah, don't be coming. Be asking when is it coming?
When you see it, if you don't see it,
don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Just watch Bottomless Podcast.
Yeah.
Continue to listen. Continue to subscribe. Continue to follow. And share and like. Until you see the exclusive coming. It's here.
Yeah.
But no worry, we're coming with fire, man. We're coming with fire.
Fire content coming out.
It's gonna be good. I think obviously, like, this, it's just the energy that we have, you know. It's like you're very laid back. I'm laid back but loud. You don't like people, I don't like people, but we have a tendency
to talk a lot of it's not that.
Have
it's
a tendency to just
you like
give the people
shit.
What they want to see.
Yeah.
But after this, you know, you're gonna go in your bubble. I'm going to my bubble.
Yeah, like it's the fact that like I think it's just like you love having conversations.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a good thing.
Yeah, you know, after this, like cameras off, okay, you know, you go to your bubble.
Yeah.
While the cameras on, it's just like it's like when you go in the street, everyone knows. Oh yeah. But when you get your
honestly,
house,
honestly, do you know? Like I went to a party, like on a like it was an event, and like almost 5 people came and asked me, oh, are you the Bottomless Fanta girl? I was like, ah,
there you go.
We're
noticed.
I was like, oh my god, yes. Thank you for listening. I was happy because, you know, like, sometimes you don't think people are actually listening, but
it's good.
Are,
it's good. Yeah. Like, what does it say? Success, or what's it? There's a saying somewhere, but success comes without you knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
slowly but
big up to you for starting. It takes a step.
Yeah. I think this was one of, like, my. I should have said that it was one thing that I was proud of starting because it's something that I talked about for a long time, but didn't actually get to do it.
Me too. I just don't like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard work. I just want to sit here, chat shit, go
and
home.
Then go home, get
but
somebody
I'm
to
letting
Maggie
do all the work. So yeah. I'll pull my weight sometimes. Yeah, guys. But look, I feel like it's gonna be excited. There's like different projects that we want to kick off. You know what I mean? So it's like it'll be fun.
Mm.
You know, Maggie's trying to get away from West Africa, but somehow she's still here.
I know. I keep getting fooled. Like it's like a magnet.
Well, how
but, you know, like I realized, like I, you know how you know you care about a person because when I went out the other time, my head was even not at the party,
you know.
I was like, this West African person, like I'm just thinking about this person. I was like, wow.
Hey, listen, the greatest thing God has ever created for East African women and Southern African women is for West it. African men.
No. We can say West African, but not Sierra Leonean.
Here we go. You're going to throw the shade. Don't start the
honestly,
shade.
All Sierra Leonean.
Here we go.
Go to the back of the line. Because no, Leoneans, no. No, it's a no for me. It's a no, extremely no. Because, no.
Listen. Let me clear the air, all right? Let me clear it, because since we're Sierra Leonean men, we have a lot of, bro, we need to stop.
What?
We need to stop.
Because me, if I told my friends if they ever see me with a Sierra Leonean guy, just slap me.
Bro, wow, Maggie, we're
slap
not that
me.
Bad.
Slap
about people.
Me.
Listen, you know what it is, It's the trauma that we had from
I
kids.
Have PTSD. I have PTSD from Sierra Leonean people.
It's the trauma that we had as kids. That's why, but not all of us are the same. We're all building.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
So you're putting me in the same hole?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
But
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? From today on, since I have an Australian passport, I'm classified Australian.
Yeah.
I'm Australian.
Yeah, you revoke your Sierra Leonean.
Yeah, I don't even have a passport.
See, guys,
I don't even have a passport. But
I won't
get it. Because if I get it, Maggie's going to send for me. And I don't want her to send for me.
Wow.
We're not that bad. Not all of us.
Yeah.
Not all of us. Some of us, we have work to do, but.
More internal.
It is. Well, that's why I'm saying God created West African men for Southern and Eastern African women. Because we love the women from that part of the world. Our sisters, we run away from because we know fire and fire cannot mix. Mm. You understand? But yeah, we move. But.
We'll end the podcast.
We'll come more about the women, men, Sierra Leonean, you know, this
Thank
and that.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. It's been.
It's been fun. It's Michael. Been dopey. Michael Dopey out here.
I call you Michael all the time. Sorry. I start calling you Dopey.
My government name. It's yeah. Okay.
And I'm your host, Maggie Zimba. Please catch us on all your podcast listening platforms.
Yes.
And also on our YouTube channel. Please like, share, and subscribe. And share it with your friends as well. And let's get this to... Let's try at least by March to get it to like 100 subscribers.
Yeah, it's possible.
100 subscribers, I think.
By March? Possible. That's like giving them what? That's a month. That's too much.
To just share and subscribe, bro. Guys. So like, share, and subscribe.
Come on.
And we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thank yes. you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
That was good.
Done.
Good. Done and dusted.
Love sending. I'm gonna have a meeting of the Sierra Leone Association.
Yeah. That was a good episode. But oh my god, we said that you're gonna talk for a short time. Guess how much we've talked.
How much?